Hello, everybody. This is John Heal, brand ambassador for Carnival Cruise Line. And I'm on the road with Dane on WGN. Which I be.
Cheeseburger in paradise. 720 WGN on the road with Dane, live here in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue. And on the line with us now is a man who left the exciting world as an insurance broker in 1986 to join the bar department at Carnival Cruise, and since has gone from entertainment director to cruise director to brand ambassador, senior cruise director. He's the only one who has ever held that position, been part of the launch team for 11 ships, and in 2007 started John Heald's blog that has had 20 million fans and readers, so definitely used to sharing the Carnival story. The one and only John Heald, welcome to WGN.
It's a pleasure. I'm here in the UK, about to jump on a plane tomorrow to fly to Miami and on a ship, and it's an honor to be here with you today.
You know, people want to live vicariously through you, I'm sure, right? Because in all these settings where you're at, people are out there enjoying a respite, a cruise, a vacation, you know, a fun for themselves. And you have made fun kind of your life's work. Talk a little bit about leaving the exciting world of insurance behind for a life of adventure with Carnival.
Well, you know, respectfully, if there are people who are in insurance, you have a fantastic job. And I just got on a train one day, and on a commuter train, couldn't find a seat. My nose was pressed against the window, and I thought to myself, there's got to be more to life than this. So I was looking in something called a magazine, and your younger listeners may not know what that is, but it's where jobs used to be advertised. And I found a job as a bar waiter on a cruise ship, so I had the interview, bluffed my way through all the questions, and much to the horror of my parents, I was given the job. So there I was in 1987, flying on Eastern Airlines, that's how long ago it was,
wow,
to Miami, joined the ship, and after a few weeks, the managers realized I was the worst bar waiter they'd ever had in their life. I do nothing about drinks. I'm from England. We have warm beer and tea. So I was a pretty terrible bar waiter. So after a while, they gave me a microphone and said, "You're a terrible bar waiter. Go try and make people laugh." So I did as an entertainment staff member. And a couple of years later, I was given a cruise director position. And 30 years later, here I am with this great company, Carnival Cruise Line, and still enjoying every single thing I do. And people choose Carnival because they want fun in their lives, and along with all our great crew, I get to put a little bit in there.
Yeah, and you think about the fun side of things, and I think that is one thing that is the overarching kind of overriding theme of it, and it comes through the passion that you have for what it is that you're doing, and kind of that quest for fun. Well, let's talk on the cruise director side, and for the listeners, and they know this, we got a chance, you know, as a family to take our very first cruise ever. We had never been on one before. We chose Carnival as the first into it because of the kid side of thing, that focus on kind of having fun for all ages, you know, Camp Ocean and all that kind of stuff. But the cruise director is such an important part of the ship, right? There's so many things going on, but that cruise director kind of sets that tone for fun throughout the entire cruise.
Yeah, that's right. I'm so glad that you got to experience it. And obviously, I'm a little bit biased, but I do think the cruise director can really make a good cruise, a brilliant cruise. He or she is somebody who is chosen to be in that position because they have a connection with the audience. And whether it's they're doing a trivia quiz to 20 people, to hosting a show in our big theaters to hundreds and hundreds of people, their job is to really underline the fun that has been the centerpiece of Carnival's advertisements for 40 plus years, the fun ships. And all of our crew are fun, the waiters, the cabin stewards, the towel animals, and the theme, and the dancing in the dining room. But it's the cruise director that really does cement all of that together. And I'm so glad that you were able to enjoy. Who may I ask who the cruise director was on your cruise?
I think it was Orlando.
Well, oh, Orlando. He's got a smile that you don't need to light the ship, because his smile can just light that entire ship. Brilliant. I'm so glad you enjoyed him. And, you know, cruise directors have changed a little bit. You know, when I was cruise director, it was telling silly jokes and doing a lot of audience participation. Now they're around the ship from 6 in the morning till 1 in the morning. They're dancing and they're doing the deck parties, and they've got more energy than that rabbit that runs around with the batteries strapped to its bottom. And, it's extraordinary the job of a cruise director, to put all of that together, to work with the live musicians and the shows and the cast of dancers and entertainers and the youth staff who take such great care of the kids from age 2 all the way through to 17.
I got to tell you, John, and let the listeners know, we're talking with John Heald, is the senior cruise director and brand ambassador for Carnival Cruise Lines. The kids absolutely loved it. You know, the Camp Ocean was something that that we were like, we were glad, you know, as adults we were going to be able to go get a dinner or a little bit of time, you know, out. Not that we don't love the kids, obviously we do, everyone knows that, but it was nice. But you know what? We thought that after the first time they were going to be like, we don't want to get stuck in. They could not wait. They didn't want to spend any time with us anymore. They wanted to go spend time with your people over at Camp Ocean.
Oh, that's great. You know, you're not the first parent to say that. You know, I've got an 8-year-old called Kai, and when she cruises with my wife and I, you know, we often think, you know, should we feel a little bit guilty by saying to Kai, do you want to go to camp? But I'm a believer that kids want to be with other kids, and parents should never feel guilty about leaving their kids with our Camp Ocean staff. Kids really, you know, waking up in the morning and saying to the kid, right, you're staying with us today, we're going to go in the sun, then we're going to go down the water slide, and then we're going to do this, and then we're going to do that, and then we're going to learn an oriental language, and then we're going to have lunch. Just putting the kids with the kids. Parents, never, ever, ever be ashamed of doing that, because, as I said, kids really do want to do be with other kids. And then you meet up with them in the afternoon, you get ready for dinner, and then you sit around the dinner table and let the brilliant waiters serve you and eat great food and talk with your family about the adventures you've had today and the adventures you're going to have tomorrow. And maybe when the kids are at Camp Ocean, there's a chance to possibly get them a brother or a sister.
No, it was like, this is a family show, John. Well, here's the thing, though, is that, you know, they, and you couldn't have told me that this was going to happen, but they actually, we've got an 11-year-old, a 9-year-old, and a 6-year-old, so, and there was great kind of age-appropriate stuff for each one, arts, crafts, they came back with stuff, is they actually made a lot of friends. I didn't necessarily see that happening, but there's, the kids get together, and they've got friends from all around the world now.
Yeah, it's you know, it used to be pen pals, and now kids, you know, talk to each other on various Snapchat and all that kind of stuff, but there's nothing better than to see somebody from Chicago making friends with a kid from London, and that friendship being eternal, you know, that maybe, you know, some years ahead that the families will all meet up and cruise together again. And it happens with the kids, it also happens with the adults as well. You know, people meet people on cruises and talk to each other and become friends far more than, you know, if you're walking through a hotel lobby, you're going to see hundreds of people. And how many do you actually talk to on ships? People talk to each other, and friendships are formed not only by the kids, as you said quite rightly, but by the adults as well.
Yeah, there's a totally different environment. There's a camaraderie. There's, you're like, we're in this together kind of thing. Not only, and I think some of that tenor is initiated by the cruise director, but also the fact that you're there. You mentioned the food, and that's one of the things, even for those listeners that have not been on cruises, it's the kind of thing that they hear about, that the food is available, right? The food is there, that it's included, it's part of those things. But you guys have taken, and the listeners will know that I do a lot of the food stuff here for WGN Radio, and it was great. So talk a little bit about the food, because that is one of those things. You've got the buffets that people know are available, you know, all the time, right? You've got selections all the time. You've got room service, but you've got some great standalone restaurants as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, when I look back about all the changes that I've seen in the years I've been with Carnival, I never thought we would offer what we offer. You know, if you go back 20 years, guests were very happy with breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and pretty much, you know, that was it. But now there is an extraordinary amount of food. By the end of 2019, on all of our 25, or soon to be 26 ships, we will have a partnership with Guy Fieri, and we proudly think we serve as part of the cruise with no extra charge the best burgers at sea. And the Guy Fieri burger is just outstanding, and is, you know, I mean, we serve on a regular day at sea, over 1,000 burgers, and that's just one little area that guests can enjoy. We have, let me just take you very quickly through lunchtime offerings. You've got the Guy Fieri burgers, you've got Blue Iguana Cantina, which is tacos and burritos. You've got a huge buffet with salads and all the different meat and fish items and soups. the sweet spot, all the desserts. You've got a 24-hour pizzeria. You've got the New York Deli with lots and lots of sandwiches, with daily special sandwiches there. We've also got the Mongolian Wok, which is like an Asian help. You know, you decide what you want, and then the guys wok it up for you.
Yeah.
We've got the Pig and Anchor Barbecue, which is another Guy Fieri addition to some of our ships, where you've got traditional barbecue food. And, of course, you've got all of that, and in on the days at sea, you've got a brunch, an incredible brunch menu served from 8:30 until 1 o'clock in the dining room. And that's just lunch.
There's something for everybody there, whether it's the on-demand pizzas, and you got some gourmet artisan stuff going on there. You've got all the different, and I got, you mentioned Guy a bunch of times. So Guy and I have known each other a long time. We've been good friends for many, many years. I just came back this last weekend from his 50th birthday party, and he could not be more excited about the relationship with Carnival and the opportunity, right, to share those great burgers. It's easy to say, hey, they're great. We got great burgers. I will tell you right now, they are undoubtedly the best burgers at sea. Everything's fresh right there. You've got the whole mindset right. It's awesome.
Yeah, and his style of cooking, his whole persona is such a perfect fit for Carnival, because the sort of person he is are the sort of people who cruise on our ships, and the food that he cooks on his shows are the food that our people love. So it's a perfect relationship. And, you know, I love watching people who come to me and say, I don't know what the fuss is about all these Guy Fieri burgers. And then they try one, and then they come back and say, sorry, John, you were right.
Yeah. And the toppings are great, too. Okay, so here's the thing. For those people who have not been on a cruise like we were up until a little bit ago, you know, it's definitely Carnival Cruise, definitely the fun foremost. If you've got a family, great, great destinations and all that kind of stuff. For those people out there that have taken cruises before and are contemplating, but maybe haven't been on Carnival, John, if you can describe what is the difference, because so many things are similar. Right, it's a boat, you're in a room, you're sailing, you're going places. The experience itself, what sets Carnival apart?
Well, you know, Carnival is, first of all, I think, you know, these days everybody's looking for value for money, and certainly the affordability of our cruises is something that never changed. Our founder, Ted Arison, wanted to open the doors to people who've never cruised before. And back before he did, cruising really was for double barrel names, for people who wanted a glass of cocoa before bed, a bit of shuffleboard in the afternoon. And now we literally have, you know, it's the world's most popular cruise line. And I think there are many reasons for that. But in my personal opinion, I think it's simply because people can come on our ships and they can be whatever they want to be. They can just be spirited, they can get involved, they can laugh, they can do all the things that maybe in their everyday lives they don't get a chance. And you know what, they dance like demented windmills, they dance like nobody's watching, as that saying goes. They sing at karaoke, they eat ice cream for breakfast, they eat pizza after dinner. They go to our punchline of comedy shows and laugh out loud at something that maybe they wouldn't laugh at home. They just simply have fun, and they rejuvenate themselves. You know, the most important thing that anybody can give you is their time. And when people give us their valuable vacation time, whether it's 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 days, we want them to just leave all their problems and cares on the pier. They'll be waiting for them when the cruise comes back. But during that time they're on the ship, we want them to absolutely let go and have fun and be around other people who are doing the same. And that's what happens on our ships. People laugh, people dance, people sing at karaoke, they eat more than they should.
Yes.
You know what? They forget about all the cares and stresses that the world brings us today. And that's what a Carnival cruise is about. It is simply letting go of yourself. It's choosing fun, choosing fun. And every week, 94,000 people choose fun.
It is one of those things. You take the time, and of course, time is a valuable asset, and you guys fill it up, and you do fill it up with fun, and you feel as though you're just the whole experience, you're kind of just isolated, right? You've got nothing to do but have a good time, and you guys do a lot to make sure that is the end result. So this is, you guys are all over the place, 365 days a year, you're out there cruising all over the world, destinations, ports, ways for people to see the entire globe. But if you've got some specials or some cool things going on right now with Carnival you want to share with the listeners, let's hear about them.
Yeah, well, you're very kind. I just, you know, the most important thing, I think, is grab yourself a good travel agent, because a good travel agent can make a massive difference to your whole booking experience. You can call Carnival on Carnival's 1-800 number, and you can write to me on my Facebook page. I will put you in touch with one of our specialists, and that's John Heal, Facebook John Heal. And most importantly, right now we also have a reduced deposit sale for the next 3 or 4 days, so that might help you as well. You know, the sea is an amazing place, and you have all this fun, and then at night you take the hand of the one you love and you walk and you listen next to the railings to the sound of the sea, and you put that together with the fun, and I promise you, you'll have a vacation that will rejuvenate you and have so many memories, it'll be everlasting.
And the website, before we let you go, for people to get all that information and get a hold of you, I'm sure there's links to the blog, and they can look, kind of peruse everything.
Yep, Carnival, www.carnival.com. I've got quite a few hundred thousand on my Facebook page, and I help with all sorts of answering questions live every day, 200 or 300 questions asked every day, and that's facebook.com/JohnHeald, H-E-A-L-D.
Carrying the torch, sharing all the fun of Carnival with people since 1986, the one and only John Heald. He's the brand ambassador, senior cruise director. Thanks so much for what you're doing.
It's been an honor.
Thanks for being on WGN today.
Cheers, and best wishes to all your listeners. Hope to see you soon.